this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Jenny and I are camping.
Yeah, we
got
we
a Forest River Wildwood FSX camper. We want you to see it. We're at a mystery location. It's the main event.
Yeah, don't tell him, though.
On Seymour Road.
Horrible clues. Yeah, don't give them to him.
You know, Jenny, I don't know how many times I've said, and you've heard me say it, right?
Well, what are you going to say?
There's no place like Seymour Road.
Oh, I have heard
every
you say
morning,
that.
Every single morning.
Every single morning.
We get up and we look at each other.
We do.
When we get to the studio. That'd be weird. That'd be weird. But I get up, and then I'm thinking, whilst I'm getting around, in my own home, and you're in your own home.
Let's make that very clear.
I just love Seymour Road.
Yes.
It's like the main event.
Could that be a clue?
Maybe. Okay. By the way, we're at our mystery location here this morning on Seymour Road. But unrelated, by the way.
I mean, sure. Yeah, completely unrelated.
The main event for this morning, however, is the fact that we've got this beautiful Forest River Wildwood FSX camper with this beautiful LED lighting.
Yeah.
And this canopy that comes over.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, it makes me want to go camping real bad.
I know.
Yeah. Like,
right?
With camping chairs and a fire and your feet up and the bug spray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then a refrigerator
things.
And a bed to retire to rather than
well,
a
yeah, tent. How else do you camp? Duh.
You know, I used to be one of those camping snobs.
Nope.
I really did. You're
nope.
not camping unless you're in a tent. And then I started towing this thing around.
Yep.
By the way, did you see what I'm towing it with this morning?
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
Why do you get to tow it with that?
Because I have connections with some friends. I have got a beautiful 2019 black Chevy Silverado that I'm towing this with. Huge thanks to Paul Griffin and the crew at Art Main Chevrolet. Oh, I mean at that Chevrolet dealership.
At the place on Seymour Road.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks to
place.
Them.
Yeah.
To them for letting me borrow this vehicle, man. And I don't know if I'm going to give it back.
I'm drooling. I'm a little jealous.
Well, you got a little something. You can,
I do.
You can at least
I
wipe
do.
It up because these mics will short out
man,
with fluid.
I want that so bad.
So we have got this camper here. We're getting people registered to win it. Your best chance to win and be one of the qualifiers that we invite to Larry's RV and Service Center on Lansing Avenue on May 9th is to come here right now. Take a look at this camper. Come in here, and if you're like me and you were a camping snob and you thought, oh, you're not camping unless you have a tent, hop in here. There's a fridge and a sink.
It's beautiful.
And a toilet. But don't use
there
the toilet.
Don't
That's
use
the one.
It.
Don't use it right now because
no.
we don't have anything hooked up in it.
No, please don't make Scott do that.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be super grossed out.
No.
If he.
We drew straws, and you're
nope,
in charge
I
of the toilet if anybody,
the short
you did.
Straw. No.
You will argue about this. Okay, last time I checked, and I did some research on this. By the way, Scott and Jenny at our mystery location this morning, Seymour Road, main event, bow ties, everything you need to tow this beautiful Forest River Wildwood FSX camper from Larry's RV and Service Center. We want you to win. I want you. Yes, you.
Yes,
I'm talking
you.
To you. If
Not
I could,
you, but you.
I would poke my finger through your radio right now and point at you.
Right it'd be, in your eye.
No, not the eye. They're driving
that way,
right
no.
now. Yeah, but we cause an accident. And then
oh, that's right.
And have guilty
but then
feelings.
They'll need to come to Seymour Road.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can see more of this beautiful camper.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, man. I love this camper. I want to go camping with it. But the thing is, we just heard Camila Cabello, Havana.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I've done the research, this doesn't float.
No.
No. And I asked.
No, not a good idea.
I asked.
You
and
did, specifically.
Here's the thing. Don't ever ask somebody if you're borrowing a camper if it floats. You get some strange looks.
Is there anyone else that is going to pick up this camper
nope,
today?
Nope, I'm going to do it. I got it. Don't worry. I'll do it.
Who let me?
We have got Hollywood Beat on the way.
We do.
What's in the beat this morning?
Ooh, we're going to talk a couple of things.
Okay.
We're
going to
talk about...
Just give me some names. Who are we?
Oh, well, we're going to talk Bachelorette.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
I am. Yeah, we are.
Lynn, if you could find... Lynn's our sales rep here at our secret location on Seymour Road where we're getting you registered for this. If you could find me a sharp stick so I can poke myself in the eye with it while we talk about The Bachelor... Yes,
ooh,
a marshmallow
oh, stick.
No, see, that's the thing with camping, though, too, all right? If you go camping, now, I will call you an amateur if you don't go out into the woods and find yourself a marshmallow stick.
No, that to me is just unprepared.
What do you mean, unprepared?
They have specific hot dog and marshmallow
exactly.
roasters.
Yeah, you can do that, but you can whittle yourself a marshmallow
Who
stick.
Who has time for whittling?
You're camping. What else are you doing?
Well, you're reading.
You got time to whittle.
You're starting a fire. So many things, making sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Come over here. Get registered to win this beautiful camper. We love when people just drive by randomly and wave. That's awesome.
Love it.
It's fantastic.
My favorite.
They found us.
Yes.
They found us, Jenny. Yes, but I'm going to whittle myself a sharp stick so that I can poke myself in the eye with it. Where are you going?
Aww.
That was so quick.
Oh.
Oh. We're going to be late for school.
Have a good day.
We love you.
Tuck and roll.
Not tuck and roll.
Have you been through the parent pickup and drop-off line?
No.
You tuck and roll.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad I work at this hour of the day.
Me too.
Jenny, you know what I love about this time of year?
What's that?
The green grass.
It's
green.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Right against this white camper, green and white. It's so beautiful. Oh, no.
No. You know, my favorite time of year is when the grass is a little bit yellow. Just a little bit yellow.
My buddy, my pal, my friend who has extremely poor taste in colors in college football teams.
Oh, no.
Jerry Cox, how did you find us?
I just listened to the ties, or listened to the clues. Bow ties, that kind of set it off for me.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You know, completely unrelated to our location, I stopped by and saw, it's Jerry Cox, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Look at him. What a great haircut you have. I love sitting at your desk talking with Jason and the whole crew here yesterday. And this beautiful Chevy Silverado, the RST, four-wheel drive, so many bells and whistles that, I mean, you went through all the bells and whistles with me, and I think I blanked out a little bit. There's so much on this beautiful truck.
It's awesome. You know, it makes it easy to hook a camper up to with the trailering camera. You just drive right into the back of a camper. Heated steering wheel, heated seat.
I was talking about that this morning. I hit the automatic start and I came out and my steering wheel was warm.
Warm or hot? It gets hot.
It was actually a little hot. Yeah, it was nice.
That's a great tool for Michigan winners.
Or Michigan State winners.
No. Mason Blue winners.
Well, it's green and the sky is, you know, the clouds are white this morning, so.
But oh, wait till the sun starts to come back out. Jenny, what color was the sky off to the east?
It was blue. It was blue.
It was yellow in it.
Yeah,
right?
And
the
yellow.
The sun rising? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
beautiful.
I think that means it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great day.
Stop by. See my pal here, my buddy. Even though he has poor taste, I think a lot of this guy. It's Jerry Cox, man. Thanks for popping in.
You bet. Have a wonderful day, and come find us at the secret location.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh-wee! It's K105.3. Good morning. Time now for the Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis. What's going on in Hollywood, kid?
Well, Bachelorette comes back on May 13th.
Oh,
this time with Hannah B. Hannah was on Colton Underwood's, you know, season of The Bachelor. And before she takes center stage, we get to see all of the previous Bachelorettes in a Bachelorette reunion that's airing. And I'm pretty pumped about this because we're going to get an update on where all the Bachelorettes are now. But Hannah B. said that she is ready to find love and that she's here for the real deal.
Oh, yeah. No, because all
the
romances
lasting.
Are
real.
It's lasting. No, reality shows. I tell you what, there isn't a better place to find long-lasting, true, real love.
Than reality TV?
That's what I'm going to tell my daughter to do.
You want her to find real love. I'm looking forward to that, and I'll definitely keep you updated.
So ridiculous.
The Empire cast is, they put together a letter to bring Jussie Smollett back.
A strongly worded letter
to bring him back to the show Empire. Now,
okay, now wait a minute.
Okay.
So this is, okay, he faked an assault.
He did.
Hired two guys that were on the show to beat him up.
Correct.
City of Chicago is suing him.
Correct.
He's under litigation.
Yes.
And they want him back on the show.
But
makes
when stars like Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson write the creator Lee Daniels and ask for his position back, what do you do? You know, do you, as Lee Daniels, do you say, well, can the show go on without him? I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I mean, I guess in my mind.
The show
mind,
can go on, yes.
Oh, of course it can go on. But, you know, Terrence Howard was very outspoken at the very beginning saying how disappointed he was in this whole situation. So for now him to come back and say, I support him, I don't know how I feel about this. I just think it was wrong. I think the whole thing, I don't think he should be allowed back on the show. And I think they're foolish for writing the letter to begin with.
Well, I mean, that show is all about scandal to begin with. So maybe they feel it'll get more press. The ratings will go back up if he comes back on the show. And certainly there'll be a ratings pop on there.
Sure.
But what kind of integrity would the show have moving forward?
Well, my question that's burning is how much did Jesse pay Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson to write this letter for him to Lee Daniels?
Oh, maybe there'll be an investigation.
Maybe. That's today's beat.
One thing that I'm not a big fan of, Jenny, is sitting at a very long wedding.
That's rough.
It is.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Now, the wedding ceremony in and of itself
is usually fine.
It is.
It's
unless you go
quick.
To a Catholic wedding.
Oh,
that's
then
like
that's
calisthenics.
A lot of up and down. Yeah. And, yeah.
It's like the hokey pokey.
Right.
Or Simon Says, and I'm
of
still
church
waiting
services.
For the minister or the priest. I don't. I'm not Catholic, but for him to go, I didn't say, God said. When he's like, now we stand, now we kneel, now we stand, now we kneel. Take this, eat this, don't this. What?
Psych.
Shots. There's shots in the middle of it. I don't know what's going on, but now there's a new trend taking off on social media.
Oh.
Wedding shaming. There's actually a closed book, a closed Facebook group that is all about. Okay, I'm gonna wedding shame this wedding.
I've been doing this for years.
I was going to say, now they're doing it in public, but I've been to quite a few weddings where
oh, yeah.
there's always the lean in and the hushed tone.
Oh, yes, for sure. Do you really think they'll make it? How long do you think it'll last?
Can't believe she's wearing white. I've known her for years.
Or, you know, being behind the bride's brother going, what is she doing?
Yeah. Oh,
what's going on?
Yeah, that's my sister. Oh, no, I wasn't talking about this wedding at all. Not even a little bit. But
true
apparently
story.
There's a closed Facebook group where people are now doing this publicly but not publicly.
Sure, right. Because Facebook, let's face it, you know, you can air out all your dirty laundry, your grievances, and you think it's a safe place.
But
it's not.
Hey, no. Someone's going to find it.
Of course.
And you know a bridezilla now that has heard about this is going to say, I got to be a part of that group.
Well, of course. Because if someone's saying something bad about her wedding, ooh.
The biggest thing that I don't like about weddings is the photography. Because,
okay.
All right, the wedding's, the actual ceremony's done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody, let's go into this room and wait 5 hours.
Yeah.
While the bride makes sure she looks wonderful.
With no snacks.
No.
Can we just talk about that? You're going to make us wait that long. You need to have snacks for us.
You need snacks. I think that should be a part of your RSVP.
Yes. Do you if you have snacks, I will attend.
S'il vous plaît, pretzels. And frankly, if there's pretzels, you better have some beer. I mean, drinks.
Just an open area to drink. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agreed. So if you're planning a wedding, note to self. Be a part of this closed Facebook group
yeah.
so that you can make sure none of your guests are bad-mouthing you and have snacks.
Brides, if you'd like any advice, groomsmen, I'll tell you right now, grooms, shut up.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You
just
don't care.
Shut up.
It's not your day.
If you're planning, no.
You're a fill-in. You're just... Plans don't change with you.
No.
They don't. I'm sorry, guys, but it's the truth.
No, it really is the truth.
Yeah.
You're just there to...
You're there.
Look pretty.
The entire wedding would be the same with or without you.
You
sorry,
could
that's
Skype
just me.
In.
I mean, that's just me.
You could Skype in your I do.
You have one purpose, and that is to kiss the bride, and that's it. Done.
No, you've got to look over at her.
Oh, lovingly.
Yes.
You
while
need
she's
to
not
tear.
Looking at you.
Yes.
So that
yes.
you can get that picture.
Because, and here's the deal, everyone, when the bride walks in and, you know, everyone stands up, 50% of the people are looking at the groom waiting for him to tear up.
Oh.
That's the photographic moment.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, you need a little...
So, three things.
Okay.
Cry.
All right.
Right? Kiss her.
Yep.
And stand in. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank God I'm never getting married again. I've already got a great one now. I don't have to do that again. Gen Z has a horrible habit right now. And I hate to say this, and I'm not even going to say Gen Z. That's just what this study says. But people in general, when I talk to any one of the great employers here in town, one of the biggest problems that employers are having in this job market with such low unemployment is people are accepting jobs and then they ghost.
Which I don't understand. I mean, clearly we all need a job to sustain ourselves, right? So why would you get hired for a job, for a position that you wanted to begin with, and then not show up?
One of the other things that I keep hearing from a lot of manufacturers, I mean, we talk with a lot of folks.
We do.
You know, Lomatic, Tac Manufacturing, Mackie, the list goes on as far as the people that Peak Manufacturing is another great one here in Jackson. We talk with so many people that people will show up for their first shift, and then by lunch, they leave.
They just go home?
I can't imagine doing that. Now, no. I've had a job since I was 13 years old.
Okay.
And I think there was maybe a two-week stretch in there where I didn't have a job. In that entire time, I've been employed, and I've always taken great pride in my job and what it is that I do. So it always baffles me when anyone would simply ghost a job.
Well, and we're not even talking about, you know, calling in sick when you're not sick. You know what I mean? That's a completely separate issue. We've all
done that.
No, never.
Well, you maybe
ever.
Not.
Never.
Me ever.
Never. But this study is saying that they're completely ghosting, which means A, not showing up, B, not coming back, and C, not answering any of the calls.
I get a if I'm off of work and I'm getting a call from the radio station, there's that little part of it. And I think of everyone, we're like, oh, man, I'm off work, but I could let it go to voicemail. But I would feel guilty.
Sure. Yep.
Even if that happened. Even if I'm doing something that requires me to not answer the phone, I still feel guilty. In the back of my head, I'm thinking, I got to call back. I got to see what's going on.
Right.
I got to listen to that voicemail. So it's amazing to me that people are doing this. So I wanted to say that because this new study that's been put out there says that 43% of employees 22 or younger reported accepting jobs but never showing up to work. That's according to CNBC.
For the life of me, again, I can't fathom what you guys are doing.
My kids better be in school, but if I hear about you,
is trouble.
I don't care if you're 22, 24, or 40. You're going to be dealing with the old man.
You better show up to
What's
work.
What's this? I heard you didn't show up to work. Jenny, have you ever stolen anything?
I can't say that I have. I'm sure. I mean, maybe when I was younger. Not recently.
I remember when I was younger, I didn't necessarily steal it, but we went to get baseball cards at the Weather Wax Drug in downtown Brooklyn.
Okay, yep.
And we were getting baseball cards, and the woman said, that'll be 25 cents. And we said, what?
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Well, no, they were supposed to be like $1.50.
Oh, okay.
So at that point, I alerted my friends, and we didn't have the text machines at that time, you know?
those fancy devices.
We didn't have any of them fancy things. I sent up a smoke signal. No, I had to ride my back 3 miles back home, grab my buddies and say, hey, there's a woman working at Weather Wax Drug, and she's selling baseball cards for 25 cents. And we went in there and we bought them out of the baseball cards. And the woman eventually said, oh, wait a minute. We were supposed to charge her. Like, too late, and we ran away.
Whoops.
So that's the closest I've ever come to stealing anything, as far as you know.
Correct.
But there is a woman in beautiful Hudson, Florida. Surprise, this is Florida.
Florida.
She stole a club stacker sandwich, a sausage breakfast sandwich, a can of Pringles, and two Lunchables.
Whoa.
A value of $15.35, but she was caught. You know why?
Why?
Because she tried to stuff all of it into her yoga pants. No.
Wait a second.
Yoga pants and shoplifting do not go hand in hand. You need cargo shorts if you're going to try and pull
that off.
There's
not a lot of room in yoga pants.
No, not at all. I mean, so much so that the manager and the employee that were there were like, excuse me, miss, without even looking, they were like, is that a club stacker sandwich, a sausage breakfast sandwich, a can of Pringles, and two Lunchables in your yoga pants?
Wait a second. The question I have, though, is like a club sandwich has a lot going on. It's not like it's peanut butter and jelly.
No.
Club sandwich is like turkey and bacon and stacks of things. So I just feel like there's
so
much
happening.
It's
called a stacker sandwich.
Right. There's so many things happening. And a can of Pringles. Was it the full-size can of Pringles?
You know what? It doesn't even matter.
It does.
Yoga pants. Do you use my...
That was just a poor plan on her part.
Wear sweatpants, for crying out loud.
Well, she got greedy.
Yeah, she did.
She got greedy. She's like, hey, I got this club stacker in here. Apparently right. There's room for, I don't know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But what were we going to drink? I mean, come on. After that kind of meal, I'd be so thirsty.
First off, kids, don't steal. Don't shoplift.
Absolutely. That's
wrong.
But
if you're
going
to do it, don't try and stuff it in yoga pants.
She probably shouldn't have been wearing yoga pants to begin with.
Oh, and honest. You should see the mugshot on this woman. She kind of looks...
There's shame.
Oh, there is shame.
Regret.
And it doesn't look like she does any yoga either. Next Thursday.
Yes.
Might be your last opportunity to get registered to win this beautiful camper from Larry's RV. It's got LED lighting underneath, an extendable awning. It's automatic. What's nice about this thing, too, is it's got the pullout on it. All I have to do when I set this baby up is push a button.
Which is so cool, because if you've been camping with, like, a pop-up camper, you know how much work is involved.
Oh, and that's, talk about family, quote-unquote, fun. All right, kids, we're here. It's been a long road trip. Everybody grab a crank and let's let's go ahead.
Some of the biggest fights you'll ever have.
Oh, that's why.
Are unpacking a camper, but not this one.
No, not at all.
Because it's that easy.
It almost sets itself up. Almost. I mean, you've got to do a little work. You've got to extend your index pinky or maybe the ring finger, tall man, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you got to do.
And push a button.
That's it.
The other cool thing about where we are this morning, Art Main Chevrolet. Excuse me, coffee burp. Snuck up on me.
Ninja.
Art Main Chevrolet. I love the guys here, and I know, oh, he's supposed to say that. No, I really do enjoy coming over here to Art Main Chevrolet. As much crap as I give them all the time, Jerry Cox, fast becoming a very good friend, Fadi, Tysier, Brian Chafin, Justin, I know I'm, and guys, I don't mean to forget any of you. Who's that? Nick of course,
Paul.
Nick, Garth, Paul. And the whole crew, and guys, I'm sorry. You know, I love you all here at Art Main Chevrolet. But when I come in here, there is no pressure. And I've watched him do the sales. I'm a sales guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I watch these guys talk with customers and talk with people that are coming here to touch it, feel it, smell it, I know you've done your internet research and all of that, but there's nothing that beats a test drive. I invite you to come in here and test drive that vehicle that you've been stalking online. And then sit down and talk with one of the low-pressure salesmen here at Art Main Chevrolet. And if you got some nasty credit, maybe you're holding on to that tax refund. Maybe you just got it.
Sure.
I don't know what your deal is. But if you just got that tax refund, man, it's a great down payment on either a brand new Chevy Silverado, a Colorado, a Chevy Trax. They've got some of those. The Equinox, the Traverse. The list goes on and on. Oh, the Chevy Blazer, by the way, it's back.
Is it? Okay. Oh, I bet that's one that I have a post-it note on.
Yep,
I'm
it is.
Go back and look.
It is. That was a pink post-it note. So that's a high priority one.
Oh yeah,
if I know your system.
That's top priority.
They have got a Chevy Blazer in the showroom here at Art Main Chevrolet. Plus, if you want a vet,
who doesn't want a vet?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options here. The Camaro as well. So many different options for you here at Art Main Chevrolet. And thanks to all the crew out here for hosting us this morning. And we look forward to our next location. Tomorrow morning, we're back in studio.
We are.
We wrap up the week.
Friday.
And we'll give you a couple more hints as to where we are going to be Thursday. Let's do a rundown of your forecast. It's brought to you by our friends at Tom Coffee Softwater on Page Avenue in Michigan Center, Jackson's only authorized Kinetico Softwater dealer. The average softwater system uses 12 bags of salt per year. Nay, not the Kinetico. No, it uses just 5. You can see it exclusively at Kinetico and Tom Coffee Softwater, Page Avenue. Give them a call. Have them come in and do an in-home estimate. They'll be happy to do that. Jenny, it's time to get out of here, kid.
Yeah, we got to pack up everything and go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.